For many years, uranium mines have provided hundreds of jobs to this region, but it's a cyclical industry. While the current price for uranium is low, analysts and mining companies are looking ahead to a new boom when China and India finish construction on several new nuclear reactors. Don Pillmore oversees the Arizona Strip Mines for Energy Fuels Resources. He's been a geologist for the uranium industry for more than 30 years.
It's probably the cleanest, safest energy we have available. The rest of the world has recognized that, and so there's going to be an ongoing demand for uranium.
In northern Arizona, the uranium is contained in what are called breccia pipes, a vertical core of cemented broken rock. Mining companies can come in, extract the ore, and clean up the site in a relatively short period of time. Pillmore drives on a dirt road to the Arizona 1 mine, about 10 miles north of the Grand Canyon Park boundary. The 2012 Obama administration ban meant large parcels of federal land were withdrawn from mining, but this mine was one of four that was grandfathered in before the ban. A 10-story tall yellow tower or headframe, a warehouse, and a containment pond sit on an area the size of a Walmart parking lot. About 1,000 feet below the surface, a couple dozen miners use explosives to blast out the ore.
That box that you see up in the headframe there, that's the man cage that the miners ride up and down into the mine on. And underneath that, see that bucket sticking out of the side of the chute there? That's what carries the ore.
The giant yellow bucket turns upside down and dumps 2.5 tons of gray rock, which is then stockpiled for the ore trucks. Pillmore sticks one end of a Geiger counter into the rocks to measure the radiation level.
Yeah, see, this material right here runs about 10 pounds of uranium per ton of rock. This would be considered about our average grade.
Environmentalists are concerned that average grade could be toxic. A few miles east of the mine, Kanab Creek flows into the Colorado River. The Colorado supplies water for 12 million people throughout the Southwest. In 2009, scientists with the U.S. Geological Survey found samples from 15 springs and 5 wells that showed dissolved uranium concentrations greater than the EPA's maximum for drinking water. Don Bills is a hydrologist for the U.S. Geological Survey. His work was the basis for the Interior Secretary's decision to institute the 20-year ban.
By opening up the mine, exposing it to the air, to an oxygenated environment, makes it that much easier for uranium to migrate out of its hard rock phase into a dissolved phase with the water.
Bill says uranium also naturally leaches into springs, so more studies are needed, and that fuels the debate between the environmentalists and the uranium mining companies.
The information that we develop in some cases can be interpreted to support both cases.
Mining companies have sued the federal government in an effort to revoke the ban. They argue that it's unconstitutional and that the watershed has not been harmed. They're also pushing to open a mine on state land not covered under the federal ban. In addition, companies say they have essentially pre-existing rights to mine several already explored breccia pipes in the ban area.
Not so fast.
That's Grand Canyon Trust Roger Clark.
That right has to be established through a procedure that's spelled out in federal regulations, and that has yet to be done on any of those mines.
The continued push to find ways around the 2012 ban is just the latest chapter in a decades-old battle between conservationists and industry. I'm Laurel Morales in Flagstaff.